Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's great to be here in the camp meeting in God's house. And don't want to sound too low on you, but we're going to start off in John 3:16.
Amen.
So, not going to try to be too technical or anything about it today, but the message is about whosoever. We got a lot going on in this world, and most of you probably don't know me, but I've been with Brother Tom for a while, and I felt the Lord call me to preach about a year ago. Actually, I think he called me a long while before, but I wasn't listening. So finally he got a hold of me, and we're going to go through a message today about whosoever. So we're starting off in John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Let's pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the day. We thank you for everything given to us, Lord. Most of all, we thank you for your Son that died on the cross for this whosoever. Lord, for anyone to call upon your name, Lord, to truly trust and believe in their hearts, they can be saved. They shall be saved according to your word. Lord, help us to go forth and spread that word and just touch each one today. Give us that strength to go on and to follow you. I ask all this to your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. This word, whosoever, I was trying to understand the word whosoever. So I looked it up in Webster's Dictionary. It says it's a pronoun. That means you and I can put our names in that spot, anywhere it is in the Bible. Whosoever. My name, Brother Frank's name, Brother Tom's name, Brother Jeff's name. We can put our name in that spot, in that whosoever. It's made up of three words. Who means a person. So means a certain way. And ever means at any time. So that means a person in a certain way at any time. It's a pronoun used in legal documents and formal declarations. Well, my 1611 King James Bible, I trust from God, is a legal document. It's formal. It'll tell me what to do. So I trust in it. God wrote it. He tells us about him. He tells us how to live. He tells the truth. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. He tells us of his love for this whosoever. The word whosoever. Now I'm going to get a little into mine this morning. Try to get some education going. The word whosoever appears 73 times in the Old Testament. 73. That's 7. Completeness. 3. Resurrection, completeness, all right? And I was wondering, I looked at each one of those meanings, and 72 times in the Old Testament, it's about laws and judgment and conditions. And only one time in the Old Testament is whosoever used in hope and mercy. It's in Joel 2:32. It says, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered." And I was wondering, thinking to myself, well, it's mentioned 73 times in the Old Testament. How come it's only one time? Well, there's a reason why it's mentioned only one time, because there's only one way, one answer. And John 14:6 says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Acts 4:12 says, "For there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved." The word whosoever appears in the New Testament 110 times, okay? And get that 110, 11, that's judgment and disorder. That's 37 more times than the Old Testament. So there's 3 and 7 again. Now, whosoever's not used in any of these other versions out there, right? The only one that comes close is the American Standard Version, and they use it 84 times in the New Testament. 8 means new beginnings, and 4 means worldliness. So that goes right along with what they're using. But all these other pieces of trash out there, they don't use it. They use anyone or everyone instead of whosoever. That implies there's no certain way, but any way is good enough to get to heaven. That's how they feel about it. That's how the devil wants you to think, that there's any way is good enough. 1 John 3:4 says, "Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth the law." Okay, how many on the way down here? Look, maybe 1 mile over the speed limit this morning? All right, maybe 20 miles over the speed limit because you were in a hurry to get here. If you went over the speed limit, you transgressed the law. You're guilty. You're sin. All right? That means I'm going against God if I transgress against His law. John 8:34 says, "Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." James 2:10 says, "Whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point is guilty of all." I'm a whosoever. I'm guilty of sin. I'm guilty of breaking God's law. Sometimes I don't mean to, but I just put my foot in my mouth and it happens. I was born that way. Hey, the devil made me do it, right? Okay? I have flesh. I got to fight this flesh every day. And I'm going to sin. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to fall. Matthew 10:33 says, "Whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." So whosoever in the Bible doesn't have a good future. This whosoever is looking mighty pretty low right now. Right? 1 John 2:23 says, "Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father." These same whosoevers are written about in the book of Revelation. Revelation 14:11 says, "And whosoever receiveth the mark of his name," talking about the mark of the beast. Revelation 20:15 says, "Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." So whosoever is looking mighty low right now, they don't have much hope, they don't got much future, it looks pretty bad for them. But if I read my whole Bible, my whole 1611 King James Bible, don't take it out of context, don't read into it what you want to read into it, read the whole truth and nothing but the truth, all right? I'll find a God of hope, mercy, love, and grace. Acts 13:26 says, "Whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of salvation sent." Hallelujah! Right? God sent salvation for me. Right? This whosoever sinner, God sent something for. He sent. Are you glad God sent salvation for you? Right? Whosoever, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God loved this whosoever so much that he gave himself, the gift of his Son. Aren't you glad that God loved you, a whosoever? Amen. Revelation 22:17 says, "Whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely." It's a free gift to this whosoever. I didn't have to do anything to get it. I couldn't do anything to get it. I can't do anything on my own. I can do nothing without him, but I can do all things through him. The best thing I've got is as filthy rags unto the Lord. I can't buy it. I can't do anything. There's nothing I can do to get God's mercy and grace. Nothing I can do on my own to get it. But this whosoever did have to do something. Acts 2:21 and Romans 10:13 both say, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord," I had to do something, I had to call on him, "shall be saved." This whosoever can be saved from that eternal fire and torment. John 3:15 and 16 both say, "Whosoever believeth in him should not perish." 1 John 4:15 says, "Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him and he in God." 1 John 5:1 says, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God." I've been reborn because I believed in him. I called on him. He's born. I'm reborn. I'm a new creature, the Bible says. All things are passed away. All things become new. I'm born again, been washed in the blood. I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven. A few more verses. John 11:26. "Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." I'll never die. I like that old song, "I'll never grow old, never grow old." I like them old songs. Acts 10:43 says, "Whosoever believeth in him shall receive remissions of sins." My sins are gone, passed away. As far as the east is from the west, that crimson stain washed white as snow. It's gone. I like that. Romans 9:33 says, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." I don't have to be ashamed of my past. Why? Because it's gone. Right? He got rid of it. I can go on forward. I don't have to think about my past. I don't live there. I go on for him. He created me, so why should I be ashamed of him? John 12:46 says, "Whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness." Jesus in dark light, and he lit the place up. He put a little fire inside. Let your light shine, the word says. We need to go on. He cleaned me up, brought me up, put me on a solid rock, and gave me my goings to go forward with. I want to do that. I don't want to be back where I was. Besides, where I was is gone. He took rid of it. Gone. I go forward. I want to shine for him so others can see the hope and difference in me that's different from the rest of the world. His word says, "Stand ye out from among them and be ye separate," saith the Lord. That little song that the children sing, everyone should sing it. Even the big kids should sing it. "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." Don't let Satan blow it out. He's going to get on you. He'll make you get disturbed sometimes. Don't let him blow it out. God put it in there. Hide it under a bushel? No! I'm going to let it shine. You want to shine and go forth and do something about it. This easy believism of today, of they've taken the whosoever out of the Bible. They've taken that one word of whosoever out of the that Bible. Right? Only the King James Bible still has it. All the others have replaced it with versions of anyone or everyone. And that means two things. First, that means there's more than one way to get to heaven. That's what those versions are saying. That's what those people believe in out there. People believe you can do almost anything you want to and still go to heaven. You hear, "I'm a good person." All right, my Bible says there are none righteous, no, not one. I'm better than he is. Well, I've never done any of that stuff. You ain't that good. All right? None of us are good. Titus 3:5 says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us." John 14:6 again says, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Now, why do they think that? They think they can go to Buddha and get it all done. The Jehovah's Witnesses, they do whatever they do. The Mormons, they do it. And them little people with the collars on backwards, them Catholics, they can go to the Pope and get it done. It ain't going to work. Not happening. You ain't going to get there. But why do they think that? Well, that's easy. They became foolish. Why do you say that? Because the Bible says they became foolish. In Proverbs 12:15, it says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes." And Psalm 53:1 says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." They've got their own way of thinking, own way of getting to heaven. The second thing anyone or everyone means is everyone is going to heaven. Everyone's going to heaven. No matter what you do, we're all good. God loves us all. We're all going to go to heaven. Oh, you can probably flip your channel on Sunday morning. You're going to find probably about four or five preachers out there saying, "Oh, yes, God is good. God loves anyone. Just send your money in and you'll get to heaven." All right? It ain't happening that way. Some people believe they're good enough. They're not. Their works will get them there. Their works ain't going to get them there. They just believe they are going to heaven because they haven't heard the truth. They never heard. One day, they'll close their eyes and that party that they've been enjoying will be all over. It won't be that party that they're looking for afterwards. Isaiah 5:14 says, "Therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it." All their happiness that they got going on right now is going to go to hell with them. They ain't going to have it there. John 3:3 says, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 7:13-14 says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Think of all the billions of people in the world today. Few are going to find it. Only few. There's going to be billions going to hell. The world tells us that whosoever is not important, that we don't matter, that we don't count. We're nobodies. The world says to count, you got to get up and do something on your own. You got to be somebody. You got to make it on your own. Be yourself. Be yourself? Oh, you can do anything. Uh-huh. That's what the world wants you to believe. Well, I'm glad I'm a whosoever that God loves. I'm glad God sent his son to die on the cross for me. Anybody, not just anybody, is good enough. Because just anybody would not be good enough to save you from your sins. Think about it. I know there's bad things going on. There's surgeries and cancer. But imagine if you had to be on the operating table, had to have open heart surgery, and they say, well, the doctor went on vacation today. Let's go down to Walmart and get the store greeter down there. Or better yet, let's go over to McDonald's and get that guy that's just flipping the fries over there. I think he'll do a good job at operating on your heart. All right? No, it ain't going to happen. You need someone special, someone that's qualified. There's only one person that can do that. Amen. And the best this world has to offer isn't good enough. God sent his son. He sent perfection, sinless, unspotted, innocent son into this world. It says, but I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I'm glad that he came for me, this whosoever. So which whosoever are you today? The one that's doing things on your own, in the dark, on your way to hell, the anyone and everyone group? Or are you that whosoever that Jesus died on the cross for? That person in a certain way that remembers the moment that Jesus saved you. Save that whosoever soul and made you one of his, a child of the King. Think about that whosoever. And Brother Frank mentioned it earlier, and Brother Jeff mentioned it earlier. Brother Jeff has a whosoever was operated on around 11 o'clock this morning with cancer. That whosoever God sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for. Brother Frank, he's got a whosoever down in the hospital delivering a baby, hopefully today. Jesus came and died on the cross for that whosoever. And the ones that we don't want to love, the ones that we have a hard time loving, even Brother Frank mentioned it this morning. There's a man in his life. He named him Matt. There's a man he has trouble living, loving and sharing that with. But you know what? The Bible says, whosoever. God died on the cross. His son died and shed that blood for us, for whosoever. Not just above anyone else. Not anyone in particular, not anyone and everyone, but whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen.